everyone, and welcome back to the Potstickers and Punsit podcast, a podcast where three Asian Americans discuss their thoughts on anything and everything. So, in today's episode, we will be spilling the lukewarm tea on all things college-related. You know, it's only lukewarm because since we're still in college, we can't really spill all of the tea yet. But anyway, as usual, I have my two co-hosts with me, the Potsticker number two, Caitlin.
Hello.
And the Punsit, Janiel.
Hi.
So, just to start things off, I guess we'll go into our experiences applying to college, how we chose college, etc. Did we have a college counselor? Stuff like that, standardized tests.
Oh, me? Okay. So I didn't have a college counselor in high school. I chose my colleges based on location. Mm. I already knew I didn't really want to travel too far, so I just looked up good colleges near my location at the time, yeah. And then for the SAT versus ACT for standardized tests, I don't like standardized tests. I think they're kind of dumb sometimes.
Yeah.
But I took the SAT once. We got a free one through high school. They give you one, and then all the high schools take it at the same time, whatever. Mm. That was my freebie one, and I just kept that one because it was a good score. And then I took the ACT just in case, and I only took that once.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'm good.
Did you study for it at all?
No. I feel really bad because I don't know. I'm not the best at grammar, but I had enough grammar skills where if I missed a couple, I knew I could make it up with my math score because I was in calculus 1 or 2 by the time I took the SAT and the ACT.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I already know math, so that should be okay.
I got this down.
Yeah, I got math. And then I forget the ACT has a science section.
Yeah.
That wasn't too bad, though. It was just, mm-mm, analyzing graphs. I didn't read any of the words.
Yeah.
I just looked at the graphs and said, this is the answer.
It wasn't, it wasn't, science. It was, read something that's science-related and tell me if you can tell me the answer, kind of.
Yeah, there was no background knowledge needed.
Yeah.
And if you had some, you could probably answer the questions right away, but I don't know. But yeah,
it was just reading but science.
Yeah, reading but science.
Yeah, it was
reading but graphs.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So just another English section, basically.
Mm-hmm. For me, I didn't have a college counselor per se, but I did have a guidance counselor.
Mm.
And I changed counselors, I think I had two counselors. They just kept switching in the names and everything. But my guidance counselor for my junior and senior year, he was really nice. And he was like, do you know where you want to go to college, when I was a junior? And I was like, not yet. So he was all ready, focused. And he helped me do a lot of stuff. I was like, I don't want to take this class. And he was like, you want to volunteer to help the dean instead? And I was like, yeah, thank you. He helped me get out of classes. And yeah, he was always like, your stuff looks great. You are ready to graduate from high school. Where do you want to go? He always talked to me whenever I had appointments with him, which was not very often, but he was always very encouraging. Mm-hmm. We liked him. I planned on applying to actually a lot of schools, but in the follow-through, I applied to 2, actually. And also, Caitlin, a lot of it was based on location. Mm. I had maybe 1 or 2 that were out of state, but in the state nearby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it wasn't across the country. I also, I just took the SAT through my school as well. And I also didn't study for it. And I took it once and I was like, this is good enough. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, don't you want to try it again? And I was like, no. it was a good score. Mm-hmm. It's fine. You're going to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I didn't take the ACT, but we always practiced with the ACT until they switched it over. And I was like, oops.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. Yeah.
Was it, were you guys ever stressed about it? Applying to college?
No. Is that bad?
No, I was just wondering.
Okay.
Was your high school Were they pretty, like, relaxed about it then?
I think I felt stressed about the FAFSA.
I just didn't know the FAFSA.
I think maybe because I was like, I just didn't know what to do. And that was all my parents' job. Applying for colleges, I did choose to the two schools I applied to were, like, the easiest application. Mm. I really didn't like the essay that you write for it, so I actually didn't apply to any of the colleges through the Common App.
Interesting.
Okay. I did it. The two schools I applied to had their, like, the separate school app.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was like, they don't ask for an essay. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that is true.
That was kind of stressful for me because I, like, just didn't like it. I tried to do something where I would bring my two loves of my life together, which was dance and chemistry, and then it didn't work. And I was like, I was like, I can't write about, I don't know. It was very stressful for me to be like, they're like, this essay is your representation of yourself. So that stressed me out. And then I just didn't apply to any of the schools that required an essay. And I was like,
yeah, because you have to, like, you basically are condensing your entire person into, like, two pages.
But it has to be, like, cool and cute and casual. Yeah.
And it's like, wait, I can only talk about one thing here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't think I was a really good writer anyway. So I was like, the me dropping the other schools that I didn't want to apply to made it less stressful.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me? my English teacher... let us give them our Common App essay, like, drafts and things, and they would give me feedback, which I think was very useful.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I didn't really have as hard of a time because I use adoption a lot to my advantage, and the whole, like, being in between two cultures, and for some reason it goes really well.
You, like, really like that stuff.
And I was like, yay, that's my life, that's who I am, the end.
They really like that stuff where it's like, oh, I struggle so much. And they're like, OMG, we'll take you. Yeah. That's true. It really is just like, you have to sell yourself.
Yeah.
You have to use, like, anything you have and be like, here is this. And they'll be like, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then if you're applying to a school that has, like, a high acceptance rate, it doesn't really matter how
That's true.
That's why...
just went for it.
Yeah,
just went for it.
What about you, Teresa?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
My school, it's... I went to, like, a private high school. So it's, you know, it's called a college preparatory high school.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They make that a thing where it's this is college prep. By the time you get out, you'll be ready for college. We get you into, like, some pretty good schools, like some of our students, whatever, you know. So we did, every class had their own college counselor. I think everybody in my class did not like our college counselor. She was really nice, like, really nice, but she wasn't very good at giving advice about it. So she would, like, proofread our applications and stuff, but just from what I'd heard from other people, their college counselors were just a lot better, I think, in terms of, like, helping them out with, like, classes and stuff and figuring all that stuff out. We even had, like, little meetings, like, group meetings with our college counselors, and then she'd, like, go over different colleges and, like, how you should be applying, you know, the safety school, the you'll probably get in school, and then, like, the reach schools. And she really, for some reason, she really stressed not going to a four-year college. Like, she was like, oh, you can go to community college first and then always, like, transfer, which is, like, it makes sense, especially if you're, like, trying to save money, because like, four-year institutions are more expensive. But also, I was like, wait, but I don't want to go to community college. So then, like, why are you stressing this so much and not being like, oh, like, you can get into a four-year college, too. But anyway.
That's kind of good, because I remember in my high school, there was this one teacher in particular. My friends didn't like him, but he would always say that you have to go to a four-year to be successful. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of friends that attended community, and they, like, felt shameful for not. And so, yeah, that's interesting that she was like, yeah, But this one, he wasn't even a counselor. He was just an English teacher. He was like, you have to be successful.
Oh, gosh.
Or you have to go to 4-year to be successful. Otherwise, you won't be. No. And she was like,
no.
And now my friend's going to a good school.
That's good.
You show him.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, it was stressful, I think, because I applied to a lot of colleges. I don't know why, just because I felt like it. But I think I started writing the Common App essay really late. Oh. So I was, kind of cramming to, get it done and, get everything else done. Let's see. SAT and ACT. So I didn't realize that people actually study for that. That's why I asked you guys.
Oh.
Because, in my high school, in my cousin's high schools, in, San Jose, Bay Area stuff, everybody studies for the SAT and ACT. Oh. They go to, prep things, on the weekends for, 3 hours and stuff. So, my high school had that, too. But I never went to it because my mom was like, I never studied for the SAT or ACT. And, I got into, Berkeley or whatever. And I was like, okay, mother.
Yes, mother.
And I was like, all right, then I don't have to either. But then, since everybody else was. But it's okay. It turned out okay because obviously I got into college and it worked out. But, yeah, I took the SAT once. I think our school had, PSAT or something in freshman year and sophomore year or something. Yeah. And then I took the ACT once, and that was fun. I think I liked the ACT more than the SAT. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Yeah. But I did do better on the English portion of the SAT than the math portion, actually.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, I'm...
We love reading.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at grammar. In general.
But, I love the grammar section. Yeah. It's like, oh, no.
I like the words. I like the big words. And it's like, oh, yes, I know this. But, because I think the math portion was a lot of, there was, geometry stuff on it.
Yeah.
And I don't like geometry. I liked it, but it definitely, it wasn't my, strong, whatever that word is.
Suit?
Yeah.
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 I did have friends that took a prep class and they were like, there's no point in going to this prep class because she reads the book and then I could just also read the book. And I was an SAT tutor too in college, so I was tutoring some of the kiddos and I was like, I hope I'm making this fun for them. That was all I hoped for. There was one day where they participated a lot and I was like,
It sounded kind of stressful, the prepping for it. My friends would be like, oh my god, I took a practice test and I got this score. And I was like,
oh.
I was like, and they're like, oh my god, it's like I have to study so much more. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Interesting.
So much, yeah. Mm-hmm. But my mother said I have to study for the GRE.
Yes.
She says that actually matters, Teresa.
Relatable. Sadness.
Summer 2021. Okay, let's see. So I guess now, since we are in college currently, I guess the next question would be, what did you think college was going to be like when you were in high school, so before you actually got there, versus now that you are in college? So I guess stereotypes.
Reality.
Yeah, versus reality.
I don't know, a lot of the movies that I watched that were based in college, I always think of Legally Blonde. That's the big one.
Oh my god,
I love
that
one.
I just watched
that
movie 2 days ago.
I love that movie.
Oh yeah.
Obsessed.
Yeah. She went to Harvard.
I know. She was like, wait, is it hard to get in here? And he's like, what?
She's funny.
She's
so
funny.
Cute. I love her.
Yeah, that was, what my ideal was. I was like, oh, this is it, I guess. They had bigger lecture halls. Our school's smaller, so it's not as many, except for our program that we're in that has a lot of people. But I thought they'd be bigger, but then I forgot that our school is smaller, so it's not as big. Even my first year biology class wasn't as big as I thought it'd be.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be maybe 100.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually more like 50.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mine was pretty small.
Okay. Because some of my classes for Gen Bio and Gen Chem were like 100 people.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. But then, like, compared to some of my friends' schools, mm-hmm. there's like 1,000 people in one class. Yeah. Something like that. I don't even understand how. It's like a lot, though.
The thought about being by all those people just makes me want to die.
It's a lot. Just,
yeah.
100 is a lot for me.
Yeah. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, and even our chem-specific class for Janelle and I's major, we didn't have that many people there.
It started with, like, 70-something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then...
50 now.
Yours is smaller than mine. You guys have, like, 20 people. Yeah. I think we have, like, 30.
For your major?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my major is probably smaller.
Yeah, because you're a music major. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other, like, stereotypes. I didn't want to join anything, like, sorority or fraternity-wise, mm-hmm. so, like, those didn't apply to me. I don't know. I thought you had to, like, dress really nice.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, because I watched...
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde and all of the, like, East Asian dramas I watched that, like, took place in college. They all dressed really nice. But they always
look nice
anyway. I know! And I was like, oh, is everyone supposed to look nice? And then now in my third year, I'm, like, sweats every day.
Yeah. Also COVID, so...
That's true.
But, okay, also I never understand how in, like, the Asian ones... How are they? They're wearing, like, sweaters and jeans during the summer, and they're, like, not sweating.
I honestly don't know.
Like, me in the summer there, I'd be wearing shorts and a mm-hmm. t-shirt, and mm-hmm. it's, like, they cannot. It's just so hot and humid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they always look cute.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they always look really great. Everything's on point, and I'm like, wow, this is what it's like. No.
No.
Were, did you have any expectations about college that were true or that are real?
Oh, I knew the course load was going to be a lot.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That's only because my senior year, I was in all AP classes, and how my school happened to run AP classes is very similar to college, where homework doesn't really count for anything.
Yeah.
Participation doesn't count for anything either. It's all tests. We didn't really have quizzes, so I was already, like, ready for it.
Mm.
Homework was there to for your benefit, mm-hmm. not for them to give you points to do. It was mm-hmm. more of a, please make sure you understand what's happening before you take the test.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. What about you, Janelle?
Yeah, a lot of my thoughts about college were, like, parties. And I was, like, mm-hmm. spooky. But then, once again, we have a small college, so you would just find it if you're looking for it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people I talk to go to other colleges that are by us mm-hmm. to party rather than us.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's look true. For it if you want it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. And then, yeah, I thought, oh, my favorite thing is when the high school teachers would be like, your professors will not let this fly in college, okay? And then you yes. go to your lecture and they're like, hey, what's up? My name is John. So we're just going to watch a video and you can go.
Caitlin.
I forgot that my okay. volume was on. I'm so sorry.
Continue, Janelle.
Oh, yeah. So anyways, the guy would be like, what's up? My name is John. We're going to watch what's a up? Video today. And you don't have to do anything. Just come to my one exam and then that's it. And I was like, I thought my high school teachers would like prep you like... You know, they thought they're like, college is harder than what I'm doing right mm-hmm. now. But I think, like, at least in my freshman year, it was, like, a lot, definitely. But it wasn't busy work. Because in contrast to Caitlin's, I feel like my high school did more busy work when I was in AP classes. And I was like, for why? And I wouldn't do... one of my AP Chem class, she didn't collect the homework, but she'd... ask us questions about the homework and pick on people to like write on the board, so it's just everyone winging it in the beginning of the class and we're like, hey, what do you think happens? But some of my classes like English still had some like homework, I guess. Mm-hmm. Math, the homework was counted.
Mm-hmm.
What other classes there? Oh, government. I guess there was some. Yeah, it's like you have to do things and I think they would count them, but yeah. Now it's like I'm doing things all the time, just for the one thing that is in my grade, the exam, unless you have like quizzes or homework. But yeah.
I was thinking of something, but I forgot what it was. Like while you were talking, I was like, oh, that is true. But now I cannot remember.
Yeah, I think for me, college was like pumped up a lot in terms of what my workload expectation was. And then it was a little bit less, and then it got exponentially more. And I was like, oops. So yeah, I thought college was like spooky. But it's not that spooky because I'm not doing spooky things.
That's good.
Safe things.
I mean, I guess kind of the same thing. I mean, I guess I did choose this college, well, partially, not completely. But I chose this college partially because it was smaller. Because I wanted to have, like, smaller class sizes. So I, like, kind of already knew what I was getting myself into. Because if there's a lot of people in the class that I'm like, oh, no, there's too many people here. Even now in, like, the large, large lecture halls that aren't even that large, I'm like, OMG, there's so many people. But, yeah, I guess I mean, and our school doesn't have any, like, actual sorority or fraternity houses.
We do. That's different.
Whereas, like, some of the colleges nearby do, right? Yeah, so that's why most people from our college will go to, like, other places for parties. Although, I do be hearing some houses around here kind of loud at night. So I go, I know you are having something going on.
What's happening here?
Yeah. I don't know. I never expected to be, like, for it to be like that, because I don't really like doing stuff like that, you know? Yeah, I'm more of a, I'll go, I'll, like, watch people for an hour or two, and I'll go home and take a nap. Let's see, in terms of, like, workload, yeah, in high school, I thought I was busier in high school my junior and senior year compared to, like, freshman and sophomore year. Freshman and sophomore year in college versus junior and senior year in high school. I think that was mostly because I had to commute to school for high school. It took me, on a good day, like, half an hour, and on a bad day, an hour.
Ew.
So on average, like, 45 minutes. So that's, like, one way. So, like, that took out, you know, like, 2 hours of my day. And then I was, like, doing sports and stuff. My day would, like, start at 6, I'd get done with school at 3, I'd have practice until, like, 5 or, like, 6, and then I'd come home, I'd do homework for an hour, I ate dinner, I'd practice piano for, like, 2 minutes, and then I would practice piano for, like, 15 minutes every other day and call it good.
I love that.
I don't even know how I passed my piano test at the end of the year. Those things were not memorized.
I hate piano tests.
It was like I had to memorize like 10 pieces. Half of them were like so bad, but he was like, you know, your piano's pretty good. And I was like, thanks.
You're like those 50 minutes.
I was not prepared at all, but thank you.
That's so cute.
Yeah. He was like, have you considered looking into this more? And I was like, nope.
But then
it changed, so he was right. But yeah, and I guess, like, classes are, like, I think some of my professors in high school were actually better quality than my professors here. So I guess that was a stereotype. I thought that all professors in college were going to be, like cream of the crop, like, that's super true. Good, like, super smart, but also really good at teaching. And I was because, like, since I had such, like, some really good professors in high school, it's like, oh, this is what they're gonna be like, but even better.
But sometimes.
Yeah, and then I got here and some of them were...
They're one or the other.
Yeah.
They're either nice, but they can't teach.
Oh my goodness.
Or they teach,
yeah.
And then they're like...
Mean.
Yeah.
But not really, yeah. No, I prefer my teachers to be good at teaching, and then I don't care if they're nice or not. Like, my AP Cal professor in senior year... I thought she hated me, but I loved that lady. She was so nice. No, it turned out she was okay with me. Like,
we stand the okay.
Because she was, her brother was married to my high jump coach. And so they had a kid, and then one time in class while we were doing, like, homework or something in class, she was like, Teresa, like, come up here. And she, like, showed me a picture of their new baby. And I was like, OMG, she actually kind of likes me for baby. Yeah. Because before, she would, like, make jokes in class. And then I was, like, the only one who would, like, kind of laugh. But then she'd, like, look at me, like, kind of, like, mad looking. I was like, oh, no. Maybe it wasn't a joke.
And I just laugh.
Yeah.
That's my automatic response. Like, uh-huh.
You just laugh. Yeah.
They'll say something and be like,
uh-huh. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah.
I'm being responsive. I'm listening.
I'm engaging, but am I really engaging?
No.
I
don't know. Caitlin's watching ice skating on the other screen.
Well, but, like, in person, yeah, I would I'm, like, I am an active listener.
Yeah.
Just bobbing. My head is just...
But if you're too active, then they're like, oh, you're paying attention. Like, oh, I want to answer. And I'm like,
shoot.
They always pick on me when I'm not paying attention. But I still know the answer. It's okay.
Yeah.
Or it's like, no, it's they'll ask for the answer just in general to the class. And nobody answers. And it's just quiet. And me, I'm just looking anywhere but her, you know, just pretending not to exist.
No, I got there.
And then I feel it.
And then they're feel the gaze.
And they're like, Teresa?
I
was like,
ah! I disappeared.
Yeah, that happened to me in, what, Bio 102? I had, like, just gone into one of her office hours just to ask a question. And then the next day, it was, like, it was not even a hard question. I was like, come on, friends, the answer is on the graph. Like, it's literally the title of the graph.
People just don't believe it.
And nobody knew the answer. And I said, guys, anybody but me.
Anyone but me, please.
And then my other friends from the class, they're like, Teresa, she's looking at you like we knew she was going to call on you. And I was like, no.
You went into the one office hour and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she was like, Teresa? I was like, why do you know my name now?
I take it back.
Yeah, I take it back. I don't want to visit you anymore. But yeah. Okay. Do we have any other stereotypes?
Don't think so.
No, don't think so.
Okay. Let's see. Do we have any thoughts about, like finding a group of friends? Like, was it compared to, like, in high school, or did you think it was easier or harder or the same? Mm. How did you find the friends you're currently hanging out with? Stuff like that.
Well, my hometown, suburbia, is relatively smaller, medium. It's like small, medium. Medium, yeah.
That's a good word.
Thank you. We have like four public high schools in our. I mean, they still consider it a village. That's the name. It's technically a village
that's
after
so
it, but
cute.
It's big. It's bigger now that we have like
village.
Four. Yeah, but so I feel like everyone knew almost everyone all growing up through the years. So I didn't really have to think too much about finding friends in high school. But then college, it's different because I didn't really know anyone. So I was like, okay, I have to be more proactive at starting conversations and finding friends. So I tried to like talk with everyone that was on our dorm section. And I made friends with one of Teresa's and I's mutual friend during orientation. Yeah, I talked to her a lot. We ended up being, you know, an orientation where you go and you stay the night.
Oh, yeah.
She ended up being my roommate. And so we talked a lot and we ended up being friends. And I got their number and I was like, okay, I'll text them, you know, once I arrive at school. Mm-hmm. And then I will be able to have like a cool friend that way. And then I found other people and I was like, yeah. Proactive. And then I found Janelle, but we all know how I found Janelle.
Please listen to episode
1.
If you're interested in learning about that.
But yeah, I think putting yourself out there is kind of the scariest part, since you don't know anyone. But then again, I'm like, okay, no one really, like, knows anyone. So I'm like, okay, we can all just be friends together, please.
I think, yeah, because I was really shy before college. I am still, but I am more willing to talk. Should I say I'm willing to talk? Am I willing to talk first? Well, not really, but I'm willing to respond. I'm willing to have a dialogue with someone mm-hmm. instead of just being like, yeet. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think this is going to be so weird to say. And what if, like, someone in my high school would be like, LOL, Janelle?
It's okay.
But
it's
fine. I think I wouldn't say they're friends. I just had a lot of acquaintances. Mm-hmm. And, like, I would know a lot of people because I can just, I would just, like, talk to them. You know how, like, you'll have a class and you just talk to someone in the class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the person that you mm-hmm. talk to for that class. You're not really friends, but you just kind of talk to each other because you're sitting next to each other. I did that a lot, so I knew a bunch of people. I also did several different things. Like, I was in choir, and then I had my group of friends from my elementary school, and I also switched elementary schools, so I had my friends from that other elementary school. So there were, like, at least 3 different groups, mm-hmm. and they also some would meld together.
Merge?
Several words. Merge together. Merger. Together.
Margarine.
Butter.
Anyways.
I think I kind of was okay with making friends. Not really like friends, I guess, but just like okay with talking to people. And then in college, I knew a lot of people going here. My roommate was my friend from high school, and they Ooh. Were more outgoing than I was, so I made friends with them through them.
Mm.
And then, once again, I made friends with our other friend just by talking to them because we're sitting next to each other. And that's how we're friends.
Yay!
Yay! And then, yeah, please listen to episode 1.
That is currently our most popular episode.
Yeah.
It is a fun time. I like that one. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Your turn, okay. Camisa.
Let's see. Well, I guess in high school, there were like 8 people from my middle school that came to the same high school as I did. Mm. So like I knew people going in, but I was only pretty close friends with like 3 of them. So we kind of hung out, like, freshman year, but then one of them, like, transferred out.
Mm-hmm.
So then there was only 2 of us, but then we had, like, more people that we hung out with, but they were, like, in theater together. So I wasn't in theater, so it was, like, kind of hard to, like, talk to them because they were always talking about theater, and mm-hmm. I don't really know anything about theater, so I was like, oh, I don't know. Or they'd, like, yeah, I don't know. So I felt like they weren't, like, we weren't super close, and then, like, my friends from middle school started kind of, like, drifting apart, and I was like, oh, no, like, who do I hang out with now?
I do get sad.
Yeah, because my middle school was, like, kindergarten through 8th grade, so it was I was with the same, like, 35 people for, like, 9 years of my life,
mm-hmm.
and then, so then going into high school, it was only, like, 300 people, but, like, still a lot more than I was used to. So I was like, oh, my goodness. But I started hanging out with some of my friends from cross country. And then they had, like, their group of friends. So then I joined that group. So that's my current group of friends back home. And then here, I knew nobody coming to college here. Since, you know, I live, like, 2,000 miles away. There is, like, one girl from my high school who's going to a different college here.
Mm.
But, I mean, I don't see her that much. We're not that close. But I was like, oh, like, I do know you.
we're in the same state.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I guess finding a group of friends, for me, it was just, like, joining different clubs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I joined Run Club. I made friends that way. I met you guys. but my roommate freshman year, though, I tried to be, like, friends with her, too. So then I was like, oh, you know, like, that thing where it's like, oh, you're best friends with your roommate and you, like, do everything together.
Yeah.
That's another stereotype I've
seen. Yeah, that is another stereotype.
It's like, oh, my God, like, we'll be, like, best friends. We weren't best friends. We were still friends, but just, like, not best friends because we had very different, what's the word, like, interests and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and like schedules. So like at first, like I think like the first week before class starts, what is that like? It's not orientation week, but it's just like they had a bunch of activities going on.
Welcome.
Oh yeah, welcome week. Yeah. So we did a lot of stuff like together then. Yeah. I was like, hello. So my group of friends in college is still kind of small, but I'd say that all of my friends that I'm like really good friends with are like really close. So I still have, I have a fair number of acquaintances. So like if I'm walking on campus during a normal school year, I'll probably see like at least like two or three people that I know when I'm walking to and from classes. It's like, oh, hey, like I know you, but it's not like I'm super good friends with you, but I know you. Yeah. Oh, I did think of another stereotype. I thought the dorms were going to be really nice.
Oh, our freshman year dorm was trash.
Specifically, I thought our honors dorm was going to be nice. Because my other friends who are in different honors programs at different schools, they have, like, the nicest dorms. And I was like, I don't understand. Okay, so now we'll go on to our next question. I just want to talk about, like, majors. How'd you choose it? What do you think of your major? The people in it? Stuff like that. All of the above.
I guess I'll go first.
I was thinking about that. I think Caitlin's answered every question first this time. Sorry, Caitlin.
Well, I'm a biochem major. Wow.
Exciting.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a good major because it took the two things I like, biology and chemistry, and they came together. Yes. They smacked them together, and I said, yes, this is what I wanted. Oh.
God dang it.
Neil just smacked the table with her knee.
Ouchie.
Smack. Anyway. What was the second part of it?
What do you think of it and like the people in it, the classes you're taking?
Expectations versus reality.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
All expectations are reality here.
I know people say the biochem major is pretty hard. For me, it's okay. I mean, I don't really have any problems with it. It's a lot of comprehending protein structure. I will say that. It's protein structure, the different sites of a protein.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's honestly, biochem is just a proteins class at this point.
It's very specific.
And, yeah, because one of my professors was like, you know, biochemistry, we love us proteins. But then biology, they don't go into the specifics, you know, of the protein. They say it's there. It does this. Move on. But we like to analyze the protein, and I was like, I don't want to analyze this protein right now.
That's the chemistry portion.
I think as of right now I'm in biochem 2, so I'm almost done with like my major course, but we have like maybe 25 or 26 pathways we've had to memorize thus far, and they all have different proteins that go with them. And it makes me really sad. But, you know, it's fine. The people in my major are pretty chill. I think they're all just vibing and trying to survive. We have a big group chat. No one really uses it. I have my friends that are specifically in the biochem major that I talk to. I have one friend who, like, knows everyone, so they, like, get the entire feedback from the whole class. But other than that, I think we're all just collectively dying a little bit. It's fine. I don't think it's that bad. It's not as scary as like someone was telling me that it would be. But I think it also depends on your professors too and how lenient they are and like their grading, teaching style, whatever.
Yeah, what do you think of your professors in your program?
They're all really smart.
That's good.
And they all really like reading off their PowerPoint slides.
Oh, no! You just called them out.
It's not like a terrible thing. Like, they'll add on to it, but they'll read what's on their their PowerPoint bullet point, and then they'll, like, kind of talk about it, but it's just straight from the PowerPoint bullet point. My biochem professor does like showing the pictures of the proteins and explaining it that way, which is kind of what I expected. Yeah. But my chemistry-based classes do more of, like, the read off the slides. Yeah.
I love that.
And I was like, wait a minute, shouldn't we be doing math right now?
And they're like, underline.
Yeah. Highlight. I guess it's because technically my chemistry is specific for the biochem major, so it's not as math intensive as the chem majors, but it's still a lot more words than I thought would be there. It's more conceptual than like actual math.
And you're like,
yeah. I was like, wait, I wanted the math.
Do you know if your professors make their own PowerPoints?
See, the thing is, I can't tell. Because I know you get PowerPoints from owning, like, the book.
Yeah.
And, like, the teacher aid things. Mm-hmm. I don't think some of them do their own. It's either that or they, like, combine some pictures from their other textbooks. Mm-hmm. And then they say, that's the PowerPoint guess, but I don't know.
Because, like, for some of my professors for, like, genetics, I can tell that she, like, that at least the professor hasn't looked at it in a while. If they did write it. If they didn't, then it's, like, obvious that it's not theirs, because you can they'll, like, pause before each slide, and you can tell that they're kind of reading through it first.
They're like,
oh, yeah, and then they'll read the exact same thing on the slide and then, like, maybe explain a teeny bit more. It's like, I can tell. I see what you're doing here.
You are just like me.
Yeah.
Just like me.
Janelle, what do you think about your major?
My major is the chemistry.
Yes.
Exciting.
I was like, the biochem without the bio? And I was like, no, Janelle. I said that it was because I'd like to know about all the little stuff that's happening in our, like, atoms and stuff. And,
somebody.
God bless. And now I don't want to know about our atoms.
I know too much about
the atoms. Or I know nothing at all. Electrons go like this. That's it. I picked it because I liked science, and I did like my chemistry class when I was, like, in high school. Neat.
Yeah, when you made the sign with the electron, I just thought of Schrodinger's equation, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
We love Schrodinger.
That sounds disgusting.
You don't want to know. The answer is no.
Oh, yes, I said I picked it because I liked science. Mm-hmm. And then... yeah, I thought that I would like all the areas of chemistry when I was in high school, because what we learned, you know, in high school chemistry is, like, the periodic table, elements, we did some gas laws, we did the cooler experiments with, like, the yellow stuff and making precipitates. I thought that's kind of cool.
That was fun.
Like,
yeah.
I like the first 2 years of chemistry. Which is general, kind of, and, like, organic. Even though I don't remember it, I know I liked it. But the stuff I learn right now, it is math, and I am good at math. Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm bad at it, but it's just I don't... like, the usefulness in my brain isn't... it's not really attaching there, so I just, like, learn it, and then it detaches. Much more so than it used to before.
Yep.
So I'm like, darn. So I feel bad, because I... do like my professors, actually, in my major. And then, you know, it's okay. Yeah, I like my professors. They're doing their best. This stuff I'm learning right now, though, just isn't my cup of tea. But that's okay.
Yeah, okay. You're gonna have to love all areas of your major.
Yeah, I thought I would, though. And then I was, like, bamboozled by this year. Teresa?
Yeah, well, this year you have... the ugly classes of chemistry.
The ugly ones.
Yeah.
That's why I like the first two.
I consider physical chemistry ugly. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to the pee chemists out there.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
I don't think any pee chemists are listening, but if you are...
I just don't care about molecules and their rate of rotations.
Anyways. I was just going to say, does anybody, but people obviously do.
Yes.
So, me?
Yes.
Well, I think I already said this in, like, one of our first episodes. Mm-hmm. I came in as a bio major.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like biology, friends. So now I'm a music major, but I still take science classes, just not as many biology classes.
Mm-hmm.
So I took, like, the gen bio, like, other stuff like that, but I'm just not going to be taking, like, cell bio, because that doesn't sound fun.
It's a lot of memorization.
Yeah, and I hate memorization. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I think that's why, but, you know, I did, like, biochem. But that was a lot of memorization. But it was fun. Because I was like, oh, I get to draw all the little, like, molecules and the structures. I'm sorry, did you not like that?
No, I mean, we didn't have to draw protein structures.
I had to, for all the cycles.
Oh, you're talking about the organic structures.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the walking dog.
Yeah, I was thinking of phosphofructokinase. And I was like, why would you ever draw that?
No. I didn't need to know the enzymes. Well, I needed to know the enzymes, but not what they looked like.
Mm.
But I had to know, like, all of the intermediate ones in between. Mm-hmm. So, like, use enzyme. What is the intermediate that you get?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to, like, know stuff like that. That was kind of fun. But just not fun taking over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, music major. I like music major a lot, but the only problem is that because I didn't choose this school for music major... This school doesn't have, like, a large music program. It's not, like, well-known for its music program. I think it's more or better known for, like, STEM stuff, probably.
I like our environmental science
program. Oh, yeah.
Environmental science program is really good.
They're cute.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, one of the new people that I met the other day at Run Club, she said that she chose the school because of its environmental science program.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
So I guess it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like my major just because it's kind of small, which is because it's not, like, that big.
Mm-hmm.
The professors, I think all the professors are really good. Some of them are just a little bit, they have higher expectations than others.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes they think their class is, like, the most important class in the world. And I'm like,
no.
I have other classes that I need to worry about more, but it's okay. Yeah, I do like the professors in my major, though, in general. Sometimes I go out to dinner with them and stuff with friends.
Oh, how cute.
Lots of fun time, yeah. They'll very be like, wholesome. Oh, yeah, my, like, sophomore year, one of my professor's wives, or, yeah, his wife, not that he has multiple wives, his wife was having a music performance. So, like, a couple of my friends and I went down there to watch it, and then afterwards we all went out to dinner. It's like, oh, this is so wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that, and I think that's because it is, like, a pretty small program. Mm-hmm. The people in my major are pretty cool. We all have, like, a Snapchat group for some of our classes. We'll be like, does anybody know what's going on?
I forgot to mention that I do not have a group chat with my chemistry majors. We're all kind of separate, and I was like,
it's okay.
There's only, as Caitlin said, there's only, like, 20 of us, and I'm like, y'all don't want to make no group chat together? And they're like,
oh, the big X.
I only have, the big X emoji. I have, like, friends that I'm talking to now, because I only used to talk to, you know, Caitlin, because we used to take the same classes together, but now that we're juniors, we've separated the majors, and so now I'm like, I have to find chemistry friends, and so I have found some. Even through the quarantine times.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Let's see. Let's talk about food.
Yeah.
A topic that everybody loves, I think.
I love food.
Yeah. I personally love food.
Mm-hmm. So yummy.
So yeah, what did you... Yeah, college food. Stereotypes. Expectations, reality. That's going to be my question for every single one.
I got this.
Go.
I'm ready to start.
I think we have talked about this in, like, two previous episodes, but...
It's the brown foods.
The brown foods are making their comeback.
You can never bash it too much.
I don't know. I assumed college life freshman year was going to be unhealthy foods from what I had seen on, like, TV and, like, the stereotypes. So when I saw there's, like, oh, there's, like, pizza every day. They have fries, french fries or tater tots. And then,
tater tots are good, though.
Yeah, they are really good. And they had burgers all the time there. And then I was like, oh, okay, but, like, where's the healthy stuff? And they have a little salad section over there. But the thing is, like, I don't know about you guys, but I get tired after eating salads after a while.
Yeah.
So I want, like, healthier stuff that, like, isn't salads. But they didn't really... I only had that sometimes. And you had to go to, a different dining hall to get it. But where our dorm was located, and because of how lazy I am, I just go to the close one.
Well, because otherwise the other ones are all the way across campus.
Yeah.
Which, like, isn't that long
for us.
Our college is small. But it's a decent walk if you're feeling tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was always like...
I'm glad to know that we all feel the same.
It's like 7 p.m. at night, like, and I don't want to walk all the way over there. Yeah,
because we'd always eat together, and I was like, it's like too far.
It's too far.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
What about you, Janelle?
I love foods. we'll just preface it with that. I love foods. I did like the food here because I like American food a lot, and then that's how I gained 15 pounds in
freshman
one semester.
15.
Yes,
the stereotype is true if you're only eating the food here. Because, also, like, the meal plan I had was the one for 7 days where you have 3 meals for 7 days. So even though I didn't eat all the meals all the time, it was still like, oh, it's there, I should use it. So... yeah, I also went to the one that was just closest to our dorm. I would go to one of the farther ones just because my roommate was dating someone and they live in one of the ones over there. So we skedaddle over there for pasta. The pasta.
Oh, wait,
oh
yeah.
I forgot the pasta station.
And the calzones.
Yeah. I used to have a calzone every single day before.
The lady who was there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I like our lunch staff.
Yeah, I like
so
that place for the make-your-own stuff stations.
Yeah.
Those are nice. The one that's closest to ours is the brown food place.
Yes,
and then,
that's true.
Me and Caitlin, sophomore year, we went to the healthy food place a lot. And they had pretty good foods the first 4 weeks, and then it rotated.
They had
and
chips
then we
and
were
guac,
like...
and then they stopped because it got too popular. And I was like, not my chips and guac.
Cookies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Teresa's trash cookies.
They were, like, vegan, gluten-free, all of the
they
above.
They just taste like baking soda to
no,
me.
No, they were
it
so
was baking
good.
Soda with chocolate.
Yeah, tasted delicious. Okay, no, so the sometimes they were actually really bad because they'd be hard and crunchy. But on the days where they were, you know, a little, like, softer, oh.
I forgot I used to bring you those.
Yeah!
It was last?
To honors!
Yeah, to honors, second semester.
Caitlin would come.
And she'd bring the cookies.
Yeah, and I'd eat them in glass. In the little paper towel.
Yeah.
Caitlin would text me. She's like, I'm going right now for lunch. Do you want a cookie? And I said, yes, please. And then she'd bring me two. And I was like,
yeah,
because
you weren't able to eat lunch with our group of friends. Because you had class before. And then, like, you weren't able to eat lunch until after. But then we had class. So I was like, okay, let's just
give her cookies.
Yes, to tide me over.
Yeah.
A little snack. You know?
Yeah, a little snacky.
A little snack.
Yeah. I think it... improved from freshman year, I would say. Because I agree, when I went to the doctor and after they were like, I'm shook if you gained 15 pounds, I was, and they were like, your cholesterol got a little high, and I was like, it's the burgers,
it's the brown food.
It's the burgers, man. They were like, what are you eating? And I was like,
you don't want to know. I'm embarrassed.
I was like, a burger. I put lettuce and tomato on.
Oh, yes. I got my two veggies. I got my veggie and my fruit.
As long as you get the color in there, that's all that matters.
Oh, they do have the Asian section in the brown foods place.
Yeah,
as
they
well,
do.
The noodles. Like,
just noodles.
Yes,
yeah.
Just those noodles.
They were good, except for when they're too salty.
Yeah, sometimes yes. It'd be just salt. Yeah, and I'm like, salt. I can't eat this.
Yeah. But on the days when it was good, it was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really funny. But yeah, I also did have to eat more salads, but it was just because I also didn't want to use the dressings that they had there. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like any of them.
Yeah.
So then it was dry, and then I was like,
sand.
I was like, I am healthier, but at what cost?
They also had soft serve ice cream there,
oh
too.
Oh my gosh. But it was never like.
It had to be a good day. And then sometimes you'd be like, do I risk the cone or do I get in the bowl? And you're like, let's do a cone. And then it's like,
just be water.
Yeah.
Like, no, it would be like chocolate milk just coming out.
You're like, bring me the bowl. And you're like, well, it's a soup with chocolate chips in it.
It was still tasty though.
Yeah.
Oh, I also really liked eating Lucky Charms for snacks. I did that mostly my sophomore year. I would be like, what do I want right now? Lucky Charms. But then sometimes the milk wouldn't be good. And sometimes it would just be the skin. And I'd be like, well, maybe the marshmallows will bring it back. Yeah.
The food. Teresa? The food.
Well, I guess like, you know, I didn't really mind eating the same stuff every day because in high school that's what I did. I had the same thing for lunch every day because I packed it myself. So it was easy for me to just pack the exact same thing every day. And then breakfast, I always have the same, I still have the same thing every day. It's my mixture of cereals. and that's it. Dinner was the exciting time, but you know, that's at home.
Yeah.
So at college, I was kind of like, I just ate the same thing every day. But it was weird because of the brown foods, because I don't eat stuff like much American type food at home. So I was like, OMG, there's so much of it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with myself.
Lots of brown foods.
Yeah, I was like, but yeah, and the salad bar was nice, but it was just like, I don't know. I guess, yeah, the dressings weren't that stellar. I mean, I guess at least for me, there's only like two dressings that I like. They didn't have them. Me eating the same thing all the time.
You're like,
yeah. Oops. The food did get at the brown food one. The food always got better when people were visiting, though. Like you could tell if they were having like an orientation day or like a visiting day for high school students.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Because they would make, like, nice tables in the dining hall with fruits and fancy-looking stuff. And I was like, wow.
Yeah. I said,
yeah. They would have, like, nicer fruits than the usual fruits.
Yeah, sometimes they just, like, wouldn't have any good fruits. Sometimes it'd just be the cantaloupe left. And I was like,
I do not like cantaloupe.
I don't like the cantaloupe.
I hate cantaloupe.
But I don't go choose it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the fruits were also by the salad bar. And you'd have to get the berries in the morning.
Because there was always a huge line for them
when I went
in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, please.
Yeah. I want all of them, all the blueberries. Give them
I didn't
to
like
me.
The yogurt.
No, I didn't like it.
I tried it and I was like, bleh.
Oh, darn.
I don't usually eat yogurt,
I think I
actually.
Just ate the berries as
well. Yeah, that's what I did.
And then I was like,
I get a large bowl and I just ate it.
I was like, that is a breakfast.
I do really like turkey bacon. I remember I went to one of the dining halls in the morning once. I usually skip breakfast. This is bad.
Caitlin!
But freshman year, I skipped breakfast. Sophomore year, I skipped breakfast too, man. Stop shooting me. I had classes at 8 in the morning, and they'd run until lunchtime, though.
She did, yes. That's true. I always ate something before I met up with you, though.
Yeah. Sometimes I would, if I was running late to class, I would, like, run into the dining hall that was closest to us and just grab a muffin.
Oh, I think I ran in and got coffee and then...
Oh, well, Teresa doesn't drink coffee. So.
Yeah. I used to drink coffee freshman year and then I stopped. And I'm like, wow, this is what it's like drinking just tea now.
Oh!
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind drinking coffee every once in a while, but I like drinking tea more now.
I like... water.
We love that.
People always be like, do you like coffee? I said no. No. You like tea? No.
No.
What do you drink?
Water.
Just water. And sometimes lemonade.
But yeah, and then they had like a section of turkey bacon, and I think I sat there and ate like so much turkey bacon.
So
it was
pretty,
a lot.
Pretty good.
I really liked turkey.
Oh, I liked sophomore year when I could go to the omelet station.
Oh, yeah, because we were right next to it.
That was good breakfast, because then I was like,
yeah, those are nice.
Vegetables and
wait,
stuff.
Even when we had classes together in the morning, you would eat some? Oh, yeah, you would, because you brought stuff and put it in your little fridge.
Wait, what?
Because
at 8 in the morning,
yeah, because we'd meet up, remember? You would eat breakfast, though, I forgot, because yeah. you'd bring stuff.
Yeah, my mom would usually give me, like, a yogurt,
aww,
or yeah. I'd eat my morning vitamin and say that was the breakfast as well. But I would, like, if I had a yogurt, I'd just be like, in 5 minutes.
And yeah.
I go see Caitlin.
But yeah, just
we did have, nothing. I think, on the days... Yeah, where I started at, like, 11. I definitely mm-hmm. had time to go to the omelet station.
I don't think I started at 11 at all. I think...
The second semester.
Second semester I did, mm-hmm. but first semester it was 8 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day. I hate myself.
Sad to me.
The thing is, I did it to myself freshman year, too. Like, first semester.
Because
I thought it would be fine. It was not fine for me.
Oh, the expectation versus reality.
Yeah.
8 a.m. in college is not the same as 8 a.m. in high school.
Because, like, I was like, oh, I'm kind of, like, an early bird, so it should be okay. No. And the thing is, I made the bad mistake. Don't do this. I had my honors class... That was my first class on Monday at 8 in the morning. Oh. So they were, it's great. My professor was telling me all these like deep conceptual things about books and philosophy. And I was just sitting there like, what's happening? Like, I don't know what's going on. Good thing we didn't have to take tests during that time or I would not know what's going
disgusting.
On.
Disgusting. Descartes at 8 a.m.
Yeah, Descartes at 8 a.m. not worth it.
Classes in freshman year were math. So like, it was like thinking, mm-hmm. but I had taken calculus before. Mm-hmm. So it was like, and then yeah, it would be lunchtime, but that's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
You're like conceptual, and then you're the math lady, but not math. It would just be pictures of Descartes.
Just Descartes going,
and then a chair.
Yeah,
a
his
wax.
Chair, his wax candle. 2 + 2 = 4. He's triangles. In a room alone.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
He made the Cartesian plane, though. I will give him that.
That's all that we care about.
Yeah,
I don't care about candles.
Wax.
Wax. Mm-hmm. Nobody needs to care about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we'll get a little bit more juicy. We're going to talk about drama in college, just like in general stuff. Like drama in college versus like drama in high school, stuff like that.
I don't have any thoughts right now, so
I guess I can just talk
Teresa
about it in
go.
General.
Okay.
In high school, I had zero drama. I was like, this is pretty fantastic, you know? I just vibe. Mm-hmm. My friends just vibe. We're just living life, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, yes. In college, it'll be even better because people are older. Therefore, they are smarter and more mature. And, you know, I think people think I'm really mature, but for some reason, I didn't think I was. Because my mother was always like, Teresa, your friend is so much more mature than you. Like, why are you not like that? And I was like, I don't know, man. So, but then, like, people here are like, Teresa, you are so mature. And I said,
I don't know, man.
What does that mean? I just try not to get into drama.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Some people, I find that people in college tend to be a little bit strange in that sense. I mean, I guess there are some strange people in general, but
mm-hmm.
They tend to be, I don't know, maybe it's because there's more different types of people in college.
Mm.
But, like, I mean, my high school was, like, it was a pretty, like, good high school, I guess. So, and since it was, like, a Catholic high school, people from, like, far away would also come there. So some of my friends would live, like, an hour and a half away.
Oh, wow.
So they'd, like, commute every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So we did have, like, more people from different areas, but I guess going to college, you have, like, people from out of state and all sorts of stuff, so you get people from everywhere. So maybe that's why. But I do find that people in college tend to go looking for drama a lot more than my friends in high school, Even, like, with my cousin. He's, like, telling me about dramas happening with his friends, and he's like, in high school, I didn't have this either, and I thought people were going to be so emotionally mature. And then I get here, and I said, what's wrong with this? But, yeah. I don't know.
I also think, like, no parents is part of it,
too. Oh, that's a good point.
No parents. Because,
yeah.
Let loose.
Yeah, my cousin was talking about that. He said that one of the people he knows, his parents were very, like, strict on him at home. So now that he's here and there's no parental supervision, he just went crazy, man. He's going out and, yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Irresponsible.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit.
Also, like, I think this is, for some people, the first time that we're all, like, next to each other. Everyone's, like, the same age. We're all living in, like, same building. We have to...
Closer.
Yeah, closer together. We have to work on kind of other people's schedules and try and adapt to, like,
just make a nice,
harmonious time. Especially if your roommate is on an opposite schedule than you. Yeah. It's a lot harder to kind of, like, work on it, because I'm a morning person, and then I had roommates that were more night people, and so it was just a little harder to get schedules to line up and then kind of adapt around it, because if someone was sleeping, the other one was awake, and you didn't want to bug them.
Yeah. Caitlin and I had the same roommate. Oh, I had that roommate freshman year, and Caitlin had that roommate sophomore year, and she does come back very late, like, 5 in the morning, and then she'd, like, sleep until 4 p.m., so then you'd be like, oh, no, like, I don't want to wake her up, but then also, like, it's so late already, like, I don't know what to do now, like, is she okay?
I like the meme where it's, like, when, it's, like, me waking up and then seeing my roommate coming, we're getting ready for bed, and then it's, like,
yeah,
yeah, that was,
that's kind of what it is, yeah, where it's, like, I'd be, like, good night. Nobody's there. It's been like the sun, like the birds are chirping, and then the door like cracks open. It's like, and they're just like, she's home.
I'd always feel bad. I'm like, oh wait, hold on. I need to be quiet. And then I go to someone else's room, which is really just Janelle's room.
Yeah. But yeah, that definitely does like cause some issues sometimes, I think. Because like, especially, like, freshman year when I was trying to move out, I didn't, like, want to wake her up. But, like, my dad was there, too. And, like, I had to move everything out that day because we were going home the next morning.
Oh, yeah.
But then, like, she didn't wake up until, like, 5 p.m. And I was, like, oh, no. And, like, in hindsight, she probably wouldn't have minded if I'd just been, like, hey, like, I need to, like, start, like, moving, like, packing stuff up, but, like, I was kind of too afraid, so then I was, like, rushing, and I was, like, throwing stuff into bags, but, yeah, stuff like that, I guess.
What about you, Janelle? I like what you said. Yeah, it's, like, we're all the same age, and we're, like, living together with other people that we may not know for the first time, because, yeah, in high school, you could start drama, but then you just leave, and then you come back the next day. Unless you really had grudges about something. I don't know. I never really paid attention to it, but I do love hearing about it.
Me. Oh, wait, that's so true.
I don't... I was like, I don't really remember having drama in high school. I don't think I did, but I do love hearing about it. It'd be spicy.
Is that bad? Like,
a little... A cheese mix.
I hear it accidentally in high school a lot.
And then you're like, ooh.
I'm like hearing about stuff that happened in high school, like, now.
Oh!
Like, my friends would all be like, oh my god, did you hear what this girl in high school did? And I was like, OMG.
Yeah. I was always, like, the unsuspecting person, so in high school, like, the more popular people would just start talking while I'm just sitting there, and they don't notice me.
About it.
Yeah, I think it's also because I'm, like, really short, so, like, if I sat behind a group of really tall people...
Oh, then it's like you weren't there.
Yeah, I'm not there, and I'm like...
You're working, listening.
I have everyone's secrets.
Yeah. I really did.
In a little folder.
Just writing things down.
Yeah, I agree, because, yeah, it's like... Like, you know, the reality TV shows where all the teen girls are staying in a...
That's how it
happens. I think, like, it's actually true because we still are, like, teens, at least freshman year.
Yeah, you are.
So, yeah, I think Yeah, what you were saying, Teresa, where it's like you expect people to be like older and more mature, but I still feel like we're still teens.
That's true. Yeah, it's only a year difference. Yeah. I shouldn't expect so much.
You just turned into an adult. You can vote now. That's about it.
I want everyone to be a little adult.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, because drama's just so fun just to listen to and not be in.
Yeah, that's true. But also, like, if you're hearing about the same drama from the same person then it's like, oh, that's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's but true. I don't know. I guess, like, it's... I don't know. I guess I don't get it because, like... Especially, like, if you're living together, like, in the same, like, room with somebody, like, mm-hmm. in dorms, I feel like... It's, like, if you don't want drama to happen, then, like, it shouldn't. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I guess, like, I don't know. Like, even if you don't like each other, you can still be nice to each other, mm-hmm. right? But sometimes, I guess, drama still happens. And then I'm like, I don't get it. Why couldn't you just be nice to the other person?
Me.
I don't know.
Just be nice.
Yeah, just be nice.
It's like that. There's, like, the thing they say where it's, like, oh, like, you can be really good friends with someone, but you can't live with them. Because they're just so different, like, their lifestyle than you.
When I was a freshman in high school, some of my friends in senior year, they were seniors and while I was a freshman, and we were in dance together. And then we would meet up with them after they had already gone to college. So I was a sophomore or something by then. And they were, like, yeah, we thought... They were like, because two of them were going to the same school, but they didn't room together. And we're like, why wouldn't you room together? They're like, so we can talk smack about our roommate to each other. They're like, if you're...
I love that!
Because they were like, you should not room with your friend, because who are you going to talk smack about your roommate to your friend if your friend's your roommate?
You can't talk smack to themselves.
And I was like, it was kind of funny. I guess that's kind of an expectation of college, mm-hmm. but...
It's kind of funny, though.
I liked my roommates.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. We're all cool.
okay. Opinions on sororities.
Question mark?
Teresa, go.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Teresa's funny.
Well, my only experience with sororities, personally, like... Let's see, freshman year, I think Caitlin and I were just, like, going around the clubs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's that one aisle with all the sororities. And I was like, OMG. And Caitlin's like, OMG. We're just, you know, just walking. Like, mm-hmm. Well, because neither Caitlin and I wanted to join a sorority. So we were just, like, you know, like, breezing through it. We were mm-hmm. really there for, like, the other clubs and stuff. Mm-hmm.
But you just had to go in order.
Yeah. And then this, the Asian sorority on campus. Is it a sorority or is it a fraternity?
It's a sorority.
I think
okay.
They're all women.
Okay. I don't know. I can't tell. I just don't know anything.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything either.
But, yeah, one of the girls from the Asian sorority, she, like, came up to me. She was like, have you ever thought of joining a sorority? And I was like, no. She's like, oh, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah. Then we just, like, left. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then after that, during, what's it called? Like, rushing?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, that season or time frame, a period. I would just
hall.
Yeah, I was just walking in, mm-hmm. like, one of the, like, dining hall areas. And there's just so many girls. And they're just, like, they're all wearing the same stuff. Not bad, but, like, they'll all be wearing, like, white jeans and, like, the same colored shirt. And, like, they're all just, like walking around and,
birds.
Like, yeah, and, like, the huge group, yeah. And I'll just be, like, trying to get to the piano rooms. And I'm, like, I don't know where to look because they're all wearing the same thing. So it's, like, everywhere you look, it's the same person. You're like,
she's all just, the same
yeah,
person.
It's, like, don't run me over.
They figured out how to clone everyone.
I know. Yeah, and then once I got to the piano room, there were still other groups there, but wearing all the same thing, but just different. And then I'd be like, more of them. And then I'd leave at like 10 p.m. and they'd still be there. And I was like, what are they doing? It does seem kind of fun, I guess, just because you like kind of automatically have a group of people you can hang out with. But I don't know. It just, it does seem kind of like a lot of work. because one of the people that was in run club with me, she was part of a sorority, and she was always telling us how she had all these like obligations she had to do in events, and I was like, I don't really have time for that, I think. And I don't really want to do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Although my friend and I were talking about senior year, about just rushing just for the heck of it, but then not joining a sorority. But do you have to pay money to rush?
That's a good question.
Or is that only just to join? I don't know. We'd have to ask somebody who's actually part of a sorority.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Teresa, what do you mean now? Okay. Yeah.
Caitlin has thoughts.
I never really had a desire to join a sorority ever. No offense to anyone who's joined a sorority. I'm sure they're nice and a lot of fun. I just didn't really see a point in paying money to join a socializing thing. Like, that's not my idea of spending fun. And also, like, I get it's a great way to network, because then you're connected to people who have already, like, were in the sorority and then graduated, because they're still technically considered a part of it. But also, then you have to think about, now you're just paying to social network, and then if you're paying to social network, that means people who don't have the income won't be able to do that, and then it just reminds me of capitalism and how it's so hard for people to climb a social ladder if they don't have the networking skills, and sometimes you need to get money to get into those networking skills, but they don't have the money, and like if they do, then they have to do a part-time job while doing it, and they already have all these obligations, and it makes me really sad. That's
el problema. El problema.
It's the there we go. System.
But I mean, I'm sure like they're fun and there's like other things too, but I know some of the fraternity sororities are specifically for like networking, like I'm assuming that like it's just you know.
Yeah.
Janelle.
So yeah, I also wasn't interested in joining a sorority either. Mm-hmm. It's not my thing, I guess, because of, I don't know, from Legally Blonde. I don't know, was she in a sorority?
No. She was before she went to Harvard.
Yeah, and then the girl,
president.
The girl was defending was in the same sorority as her.
Yeah.
It was so cute because everybody thought she was like really dumb, you know, because she's blonde.
Yeah.
And then her sorority sister was like, oh my God, at least there's somebody who's smart around here, like helping me out, which is cute.
Yeah. Because I thought you would live in a house with all these people. And then I was like, I don't want to do that. And then I did it because dorm. but like, yeah, I thought it was once again just a social thing, but there are also like fraternities here that are business or medical.
Yeah, I was gonna talk about that.
Yeah, so
it's
those
the social
are,
networking ones.
Yeah, yeah. Those are kind of nice. If like it's a way to get involved and get forward in that. I'm not sure if there's like a, because I don't know anything about them, if you have to pay to join or if it's just called a fraternity for some other reason. But most of the ones I know are social. And I do know people in them, and yeah, they do look like they're having a fun time. There's also the philanthropy part, which is like kind of cute. But some of the things that I don't like is, well, I just don't like it in general, but it's like the people in the sorority don't uphold like the missions of the sorority or the values, you know, because they're just like bad people. Yeet. Because, you know, like, I don't know if you saw, there were some things coming out where people would be like, hey, some of your members are racist, and you posted a Black Lives Matter statement, but some of your members are really not up.
Yeah.
And then the sorority would post another statement, and they'll be like, yes, we will, what is it called? Check ourselves, and, like, we will, like, check. I think some of them did, like, were, but yeah, I was just thinking about that, where some people will join a sorority, but some sororities like do have values and stuff, and like especially with the philanthropy aspect of it, and then they're bad people, and then I'm like,
well, yeah. Do they even do anything with those bad people?
I think some did. I can't really check because I'm not like in them or something, but they like would respond to it.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I just saw that. I would see some things over the summer, and I was like, the gasp. Because it's true,
yeah.
Some people don't be good.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. But yes, I don't. I also was approached by the Asian sorority. They're cute though. I know some of them.
Yeah, they are cute. They're nice.
Yeah, because I look like this.
Their jackets are cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do have really cute jackets.
Mm-hmm. They do, yes.
But it's okay. We made our own Asian sorority with 4 people.
3 of whom are talking to you right now.
Yes. Hello. This is our sorority. The PPP. The 555.
When you say PPP, it makes me think of PPE.
Oh, I think of the...
the letter?
The P... what?
Wait, you said 555.
Yeah. That's... wouldn't it be Greek that way? I don't know.
5 pi 4.
5 pi 5.
I do like pi.
Pi pi
pi. Pi pi pi.
Pi cubed.
Pi cubed.
What would that be? 3.14 cubed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be like 27, 28 point something. Anyway, okay, sorry. That was really random.
The PPP also stands for the pentose phosphate pathway, in case anyone's not wanting
nobody
to know.
Nobody wants to know
it's
that.
It's the pentose phosphate
nobody
pathway.
Nobody wants to know that. Okay.
I love that one. Okay.
Last question before we end this episode. Do you guys have any advice for people in college, starting college, or advice to like your younger self, just in general? I mean, college insights. You'll want people to know.
Okay. I would say don't be afraid of talking out to other people in your classroom. I remember in high school, I was afraid of that. But then in college, I said, you know what? None of us know what's going on anyway, so we might as well just talk. And I was able to make friends in classes that I didn't have any of my major friends in. And I'm still friends with them, and we're able to have this cute little symbiotic relationship where one goes to class, the other one takes the notes, and if the other one goes to class, like, then, like, they'll take the notes, and the other person can leave. Like, it was a cute little cycle.
That's cute.
Yes.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. And it's, like, harder now, like, with everything online, but I was able to find a partner for my one psychology class I had, and, like, that was really hard to do, but now... that I have this partner, we mostly do everything, like, all the assignments together, which makes it a lot easier. So don't be afraid to, like, reach out. It's okay. Everyone needs help with something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good advice.
Thumbs up. 2 thumbs up. Yes.
I think my advice for people that are applying to college, stuff is, like, different now. But I wouldn't say to stress out so much, like, especially as a junior. I feel like you stress out a lot because you're like, this is when everything counts, all the junior year stuff. Because you, like, may start taking AP classes then. You obviously take the SAT. You will start visiting colleges maybe in the upcoming summer. So, like, it'd be kind of stressful for some people to think about that. But do not worry, like... I'm sure you are all doing your best, and you'll all get into a college. The college you go to doesn't matter.
That's true.
At the lowest of keys. So get into a college that you think will be best for you. Look into, look into the which ones you like.
Yeah, you gotta know what you like.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna do great.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with what Janelle said about the, doesn't really matter where you go to college. It's really what you make out of the experience.
Because,
like, I knew people who, like, went to Harvard, and they're not really doing anything with their lives. But then, you know, I know people who went to, like, community college for a couple years, and then they transferred to another college, and then they're, like, you know, they're doing pretty well in life, too. So...
mm-hmm.
Really doesn't matter where you go to college, it's kind of what you make of the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bring shower shoes to college.
Oh, yeah. If you have a communal bathroom,
bring shower shoes.
Even if, like, you don't, I always wore them.
Yeah. Bring flip flops, Crocs.
Yes.
The goods.
The goods. Your little crate.
Tote. Oh, yeah, the tote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, don't be afraid to, like, join clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
Make friends. Because if you decide that you don't actually, like, really vibe with those people that much, you can always just find more friends.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's so many
people
out there.
Yeah, just put yourself into all the friend situations and see what happens.
Test the waters.
Yeah,
I feel like exactly. People in college are a lot more friendlier than in high school.
That is since, true.
Like, we don't really know anyone.
That's
side
true.
Note.
Yeah.
So they're more willing to talk with you.
It's not like they're really like, no.
Yeah, it's not like it's like clicky. Well, at least here, I don't think it's.
Yeah. You'll have your friend group.
Yeah, you'll have your friend group.
Like,
yeah.
Friends. It's not like you'd be like, no.
Yeah.
I do think that, like, if you don't make friends in your, like, program, though, at, like, towards the beginning, then they kind of make their own separate group. And then it's, like, a little harder to, like, be friends with them then. Because that did happen to me just, like, for my science classes. Because I don't have as many classes with those people because I'm not a STEM major anymore. Like, I didn't make that many friends with them, like, freshman year. I had, like, a couple of friends, but not, like, a larger group. So now in, like, the more, like, advanced classes, they kind of already have their own little group.
Yes.
And then I'm like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. So make friends, like, early, you know? Just join things.
Yeah.
Insert yourself into situations.
Yes.
But, yeah. Okay. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please follow us on Instagram at potstickersandpunsit to stay up to date and get sneak peeks of our next episodes. And you can send us questions, suggestions, any, you know, episode ideas via our Google form, which we have linked in the Instagram bio. And we will answer them, address them, you know, maybe discuss them in our future podcasts. New episodes come out every Friday. And if you like this episode, also don't forget to subscribe and share. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.